If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Phil Menicki for Dave Plyer, 720 WGN. Phil, you just said you were going to talk about ice cream. What are you talking about magic for? Well, the two go together. Magic Gelato is a magic-themed ice cream shop, the creation of Jay Bliznick. Jay, welcome to 720 WGN. How are you?
I'm doing fine. It's Saichu Gelato. We will be doing magic there, but we are a Saichu-themed gelato shop. So,
but I'm sorry, I missed that part. The last part. What's that again?
Sideshow gelato. We are a sideshow themed gelato shop, but we will have magicians there, indeed.
So, what's the difference between sideshow and magician?
Well, I mean, sideshow is all encompassing of a very specific type of, act of 10-in-1. We're going to have magicians, but you know, we're also going to have some of the classic sideshow performers, fire eaters, sword swallowers, human blockhead, various acts like that, as well as jugglers and acrobats. So we're all encompassing, but I think the reason that the magic portion has been focused on is because one of my partners in the venture is Penn Jillette from Penn and Teller.
I was going to get, let's get to that in a little bit. That makes it different, Jay, because I'm thinking just magic. I'm like, why would I want to go to that? But now that there's all this other stuff going on, now that's a party, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, not only that, it's, you know, the idea for the shop. Well, first, I'm a classically trained chef, and I trained with the gelato master to learn how to make gelato correctly. So the gelato, first and foremost, is the reason to come to the shop. We're going to do some really creative and interesting flavors, and then the standard flavors that we will have will probably be the best you've ever eaten. But the idea, though, is to also sort of find ways to include the community. And I know there's a lot of people out there, young people who are just getting started with learning magic or learning juggling or learning acrobats or performing arts in general, that are looking for a first-time job where they can get some stage time. And basically that's who I'd like to hire as people to work in my shop, not only to scoop gelato, but also learn how to perform and hone their act. So there should always be something going on at the shop.
See, this keeps getting better and better, Jay. This is better and better. So you worked in the film industry for a while, right?
Yeah, I started the Chicago Underground Film Festival back in 94. And I worked in film for a long time and went back to culinary school kind of late in life and ended up as the executive chef at a family-owned restaurant in Highwood, called the Del Rio, which has been owned for 100 years by the same family, by the Bugatti family.
Love Highwood. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
What a cool area. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So their family, and I ended up as the executive chef there. Just kind of, you know, I knew Italian cuisine very well. It's what I studied and what I did. And I took a trip to Italy with my family, took along my 6-year-old granddaughter, and basically her and I ate our weight in gelato while we were over there. And I realized that there was something kind of special about this stuff, and I pursued learning how to make it myself. And then the way to do that is basically to study with another Italian gelato master. That's what I did. I learned the art of it, the balancing of the gelato, the science behind it, and everything that goes into making real Italian gelato.
So without giving away any secrets, because we don't want to do that, what makes your gelato better than others?
Well, I'm not going to say better. I would say I err on the side of authenticity. I think that I understand, you know, when you train with somebody who's like generationally been doing this in Italy, You learn about the mouthfeel, the spreadability, the density of the gelato. You learn how to balance the ingredients, which is done with lots of math, which had I known there was this much math in it when I signed up for it, I probably wouldn't have done it.
There's math involved?
tons of math. And basically, it's a very Italian sort of thing to concentrate on the minutia of the making of something to get it just right. And that's kind of, there's only a handful of us in the United States that are actually doing this. I mean, there's people who sell gelato, basically buy a machine that they've been told has a gelato attachment and think that, you know, adding a base to that is going to make real Italian gelato, but it isn't. There's not that many of us that are doing it. There's some fine ones here in the city. The woman who owns Black Dog Gelato, she's the real deal. But I don't know of many others in the city that actually do it. I think that's first and foremost what I offer.
Got it. We're talking with Jay Bliznick of Sideshow Gelato. Do you have a brick and mortar that's open or will be opening?
So we're going to be open in December. We're going to be in Lincoln Square. We're right on Western Avenue, right at the sort of the opening of where it meets the square proper. And we're going to be open February of next year. We're starting out the build out right now. I'm meeting with the architects and everything that needs to be done, but the space is secured and we're ready to go. But until then, I've been doing some pop-ups here and there to kind of let people taste my gelato.
Sure.
And I've got two family-friendly pop-ups that are going to be coming up. And I've been doing them at a place called the Insect Asylum, which is at 2870 North Milwaukee. It's this cool little storefront nature museum, which was a good fit for what I was doing. And we're going to be doing an event there, a family-friendly event there, on September 10th, and then we're also going to be doing a big Halloween spectacular there for the family. And my gelato will be there, and people will get to taste an assortment of various flavors, as well as get to witness some performers and some magicians and some really, really cool stuff that we're going to be sponsoring at the shop once we're open.
Sounds good. What is your go-to? What is your favorite? What is the gelato that you make that you're the most proud of? You have to try this because it's the best.
Oh,
which one is that?
Boy, I'll tell you.
Tough question. My favorite...
All right. So my gelatos are all named after sideshow performers, either alive or dead, or working acts, or concepts. So I've got one gelato that is my favorite and seasonal, called the Wild Man of Corneo. Not Borneo, Corneo, Corneo. And the Wild Man of Corneo is a sweet corn gelato with salted caramel ribbons that runs through the gel. And it's silky smooth and it's delicious and it tastes like really fresh caramel corn.
Wow.
Not candy corn, caramel corn. You know, the good old fashioned Chicago caramel. Really fresh, like right out of the kettle caramel corn.
That's cool.
But in ice cream form. And I think that's my favorite. Every time I make it, I'm sort of like, wow, this is really good.
Very cool. So Penn Jillette, let's get back to Penn Jillette for a little bit.
He
calls you a confection genius. How did you guys get together? How did that happen?
Well, the short answer is during the pandemic, when everybody was locked down, Penn was doing these cameos where he would basically do a video for you for $200 and he would give the money to charity.
Right.
And one of the things that that he offered through Cameo was you could write them a text for like $6 and they may or may not get back to you. And I was looking at the time to do a Kickstarter campaign to start raising some funds for the shop. And thought, wow, it would be really cool if I could get Penn to do a video that I can include on my Kickstarter page. But he said very specifically on his Cameo page that he did not do endorsements and that he was not backing any product. So I figured, well, what the hell, I'll spend the $6 or whatever it was to text him. And I texted him and I told him about the shop idea and, you know, sideshow performers and jugglers and magicians, and that I was going to include kids in this, and gave him my whole spiel plus a link to my website. And he basically came back with, wow, I don't see how I can't do this for you. And he's vegan, and he saw that I make a vegan flavor, or make vegan flavors, and he said, a vegan gelato, huh? How do I get some of that? And I just said, well, I'll send some to you. So I not only sent him some gelato, I made a flavor specifically for him.
This sounds awesome.
And I sent it to him, and his wife sent me a video back of him sitting around the dining room table with him and his mother-in-law and his wife trying each of the flavors.
Got it.
And the next thing I know, Penn is on his podcast kind of like raving about how good the gelato was and that he was thinking of investing. And from there on, I mean, it just kind of snowballed, and
we ended up
becoming friends, and he ended up deciding he wanted to be part of this. So
beautiful. Sideshow Gelato is the name of it, with Jay Bliznick. Jay, thank you for spending some time with us. We really, really appreciate it. We will look for it coming soon to Lincoln Square.
Great.
Jay, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.